The new report found that the cost of emergency room visits increased by roughly 176% by 2017. That's according to analysis from the nonprofit Healthcare Cost Institute, which looked at insurance claims between 2008 and 2017. One possible cause could be changes to medical billing codes that allow doctors and hospitals to conduct higher cost tests and procedures. Our next guest is here to talk about these changes and other issues that could be contributing to an increase in the cost of ER care. Dr. Patrick Remington is professor and associate dean of public health at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Patrick, thanks for being with us again today.
Good to be with you.
Well, let's take a look at what this group did. They took some of these numbers of the costs of emergency room visits. Looking at their information that they shared, what do you see in these numbers?
Well, this group is presenting at a national conference, and they looked at a decade of costs of emergency room admissions. That's not the total cost of care. Obviously, if you go to the emergency room, you may lead to very expensive follow-up costs in a hospital. and they found that over the last 10 years that the cost increased 176%. Now, that's actually a 2.76 times higher. And that went up to about $1,400 in 2017. But again, you have to think about that as being over an entire 10-year period. So I did a little sort of back of the envelope calculation, and that's a 12% per year increase every year for the past 10 years. And obviously, with that increase in cost, those prices have to come from somewhere. People are paying more for health care, so it means that employers are going to be contributing more, or employees are going to be contributing more to their health care insurance premiums.
I want to dig into some of the possible causes. One thing I thought, okay, maybe this is a good news story. Now the people who are going to the ER for more daily care, a normal office visit, maybe they're getting that treatment in different settings, and now the people who are still going to the ER are more likely to have a serious medical concern that's inherently more expensive. Is that one possible read, or am I way off there?
No, you're right on. I think that's maybe the optimist view, that this is simply that we've done a good job over the last 10 years in moving primary care and sort of routine visits away from the emergency department and into primary care settings where they'd be treated much more effectively and at a much lower cost. So that may be partly, but the researchers looked at two things. They looked at the prices, and so prices have gone up. So that would suggest that it's not just leading to more complex care with less complicated care going to outpatient settings. The other evidence is that this increase of about 12% per year is about what we've seen in general medical care, expenses of medical care. Some periods over the last few years, particularly as the Affordable Care Act rolled out, we saw lower rates of increase for health care. So the 12% per year is at the higher end. But these are just general trends in medical care in general, that costs are increasing faster than wages and cost of living.
What is driving those general increased costs in healthcare?
Well, one issue is that patients are basically insulated from these costs. We'd like to think that healthcare can work as a market where people are aware of the price of a product and the quality, like going to a restaurant. You know how much your meal is going to cost. It usually says it on the menu. And you also, certainly by the end of the meal, have a sense of the quality of the food. That's just not present in healthcare today, certainly not in an emergency department, where you wouldn't go into the emergency department and see a list of the cost of all the services and you have really no way of telling the quality. So we are not in a market-based approach in emergency medicine. We require other systems to control costs. And those obviously aren't working.
Talking to Dr. Patrick Remington from the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at a report, a presentation from the Healthcare Cost Institute, finding the costs of emergency room visits going up a lot over the past decade. Patrick, another thing they did in this report was break it down by five different admission codes, as I understand it, from least to most serious. And it looks like, as they report it, the ones that were at the most severe emergency levels, those are the ones where we saw the biggest increases in costs. That's really apparently what's driving the overall increase of costs. What did you see there?
Well, again, I think this is a general tendency we've seen in healthcare, is that as time goes on, healthcare gets more complex. Technology is a great device, or it's great to have technological advances so that we can have higher quality care, but those technological advances come at a cost. And so what you hope is that the value of the care that you're getting is still very good, that although the cost may be increasing, that it's a higher quality of care, that outcomes, patient outcomes in the emergency department are better. So in effect, it's a good investment. But this study and others, it's really hard to know what the quality of the care is, because we don't have studies like we do on the cost, on the quality of the outcomes. So it's really hard to say. We see costs going up. We hope that the quality is going up right along with it, so you're getting at least the same value of your healthcare dollar.
Is there a concern that maybe this higher technology stuff is being used in ERs even when it isn't strictly necessary? Or is it, hey, we've got this technology, we've got this patient here, we'd be remiss if we didn't use it?
Well, I think it's probably some of both. I think the authors of the study did propose that there could be some profit-making, that one person's cost is another person's profit. And we certainly know in for-profit or even non-profit settings is that if you're on the inside, that represents revenue. And so this is this dynamic tension between people who are paying the bills, whether it's the patients, insurance companies, or employers, and the people who are providing care and collecting that revenue. And so hospitals and health systems and emergency departments need to collect revenue, and that's a careful balance between how much is the right cost of care and how much is perhaps generating too much profit on the cost side.
A lot of the big debates in healthcare policy over the last bunch of years, Patrick, has been who pays under the Affordable Care Act or single payer people are calling for. Have you seen as much attention on what's driving the healthcare costs themselves and what we can do to hopefully bring those down while not endangering people's health?
Well, the problem with healthcare, as I mentioned earlier, is that it really is a hard commodity to be in a true marketplace. That when people are sick, particularly needing emergency care, it's not a time when you want to price shop. So we know that the market is a challenging approach to take with healthcare. But we also know that other countries around the world that have single payer systems, where they control supply and they really can dictate the price that will be paid for a product, they've had better luck in controlling the increase in costs. Not that costs aren't going up around the world, but our rate of inflation, of medical care inflation, is two or three times higher than the rest of the world. We pay at least twice as much per person in the U.S. for health care. And that's most people think that's a result of the fact that we have we don't have a single payer system. We have less control on the payer side, and we rely on the marketplace to control costs. And it doesn't work as well as having a control on the payer side like a single payer system would.
When we talk about emergency rooms in our last minute, just bringing this back to that, do you see a lot of attention paid to the costs of ER care? Maybe especially for people who need it the most and can afford it the least?
Well, I think this is it is not the best place to think about cost of care, because these are patients who absolutely need the care. So I think some of the cost cutting that has been done has been in hospitals, in looking at shortening stays and improving discharge and reducing the likelihood of patients coming back, and also at managing chronic illness in an outpatient setting. So I think this reason this study got some attention is that people really haven't been paying attention to the costs in the emergency department, a time when, again, you're focused on getting people's serious illness taken care of and less focused on the cost. But it obviously folds into the entire challenge in the U.S. healthcare system, which is costs that are rising higher than wages, higher than cost of living, and that trend is absolutely unsustainable.
We'll leave it there. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Patrick Remington is a professor and associate dean of public health at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Joined us today to look at a new report on the costs of emergency room visits.